in Krishna Consciousness, a Practical Guideline. Just to bring you up to today's discussion, let me summarize what we have heard so far. We have heard that the whole purpose of Krishna Consciousness is to cut a knot in the heart. The knot in the heart is described to be false ego or false I and mine, which binds the eternal soul to an illusion that he is the material body. Now, it was said that to cut this knot can be done if one remembers the personality of Godhead, therefore who will not pay attention to his message. Now, in the next verse, it is very nicely explained that, yes, unfortunately, many will not pay attention to this message. Unfortunately, many people lack the taste for hearing and chanting. Therefore, this process will not work for them. And another help has to be given. That help had been explained in the subsequent verse, Shushushrushadadhanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Syan Mahatsevaya Vipra Punyatirtha Nishevanat. It was said in this text, O twice-born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely free from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity, the word in Sanskrit is ruchi, for hearing the messages of Vasudev. This was explained to some extent yesterday. Today we want to continue with text number, I wrongly said text number 16, but it's actually text number 17. And since this text is quite well known, I would request all the Vaishnavas to kindly chant it along with us. Have we chanted Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya?
Yes.
We did. Good. Shrinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Ketana Vedyantasto Yabhadrani Viyonoti Sritsatam. For lack of time, I will just go directly into the translation. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtues when properly heard and chanted. And the purport: messages of the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna are non-different from him. Whenever, therefore, offenseless hearing and glorification of God are undertaken, it is to be understood that Lord Krishna is present there in the form of transcendental sound, which is as powerful as the Lord personally. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his Shikshastaka, declares clearly that the holy name of the Lord has all the potencies of the Lord, and that he has endowed his innumerable names with the same potency. There is no rigid fixture of time, and anyone can chant the holy name with attention and reverence at his convenience. The Lord is so kind to us that he can be present before us personally in the form of transcendental sound, but unfortunately we have no taste for hearing and glorifying the Lord's name and activities. We have already discussed developing a taste for hearing and chanting the holy sound. It is done through the medium of service to the pure devotee of the Lord. The Lord is reciprocally respondent desire, the genuineness of the desire, and then respond his desire correspondingly, as expressed in the Gita also. So when he sees, Krishna, that a devotee is completely sincere in getting admittance to the transcendental service of the Lord, and has thus become eager to hear about him, the Lord acts from within the devotee in such a way that the devotee may easily go back to him. The Lord is more anxious, please listen to this sentence, it could almost be a very, a calendar sentence. The Lord is more anxious to take us back into his kingdom than we can desire. Most of us do not desire at all to go back to Godhead. Only a very few men want to go back to Godhead. But anyone who desires to go back to Godhead, Sri Krishna helps in all respects. One cannot enter the kingdom of God unless one is perfectly cleared of all sins. The material sins are products of our desires to lord it over material nature. It is very difficult to get rid of such desires. Woman and wealth are very difficult problems for the devotee making progress on the path back to Godhead. Many stalwarts in the devotional line fell victim to these allurements and thus retreated from the path of liberation. But when one is helped by the Lord himself, the whole process becomes as easy as anything by the divine grace of the Lord. To become restless in the contact of woman and wealth is not at all astonishing, because every living being is associated with such things from remote time, practically immemorial, and it takes time to recover from the foreign nature. But if one is engaged in hearing the glories of the Lord, gradually he realizes his real position. By the grace of God, such a devotee gets sufficient strength to defend himself from the state of disturbances, and gradually all disturbing elements are eliminated from his mind. Namaham Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. In this verse we hear about the Lord's personal help for someone engaged in on the path of Krishna consciousness. Yesterday we were hearing how it is so difficult for all of us to retain a steady taste in the holy names or in hearing about Krishna. And we said the cause of this are offenses which come from the false ego, or let me better say material desires also. Prabhupada says it is not at all astonishing to become restless in the contact of wealth and women. Yes, also sannyasis in the movement for Krishna consciousness again became restless when these allurements presented themselves before them. O all of you who sit with innocent faces and a hopeful demeanor here at this holy Rajmandal Parikrama, hopefully we will see you in 10 years. Hopefully you have not become restless in the context of wealth and also the opposite sex. Let's hope the best, but we can expect the worst. So, to become free from these material conditions or contaminations which are in the heart requires an immense amount of patience in the process of purification. The example has been given of cleansing a box of camphor. Camphor, which is used in the worship of Krishna, has a very strong smell. You can take that camphor out of the box, but even if you cleanse the box several times with water, and even if you put it into the hot sun for some time, still mysteriously the smell of camphor will cling to the box. You can make an experience. It is really a smell which remains for a long, long time. In the same way, material desires stay for a long time in the heart. I remember my own first experience of Vrindavan, maybe in the year 1973 or 72, and I remember the Germans always need bread and butter for their physical condition to go on. And that was not available in Vrindavan. I think by now we have this Boga place, Bogalaya or something. There are places in other words you can get it. But when we came the first time, I remember mostly all of our group, strong men, enthusiastic, became dysfunctional. And all we did the whole, just the last days before we went off back to Germany, we sat in a room and we said, bread and butter, hopefully the times will come again where we will eat this in full abundance. I will stuff myself with 50 kg when I come to Germany. I remember this was very much a point of discussion which came out in that very embarrassing situation. These material desires, in other words, stay for a long, long time, and embarrassing situations can come when you are confronted with them. Even in Braj, you might all of a sudden feel that desires for sexual enjoyment jump on your back like a monkey who shamelessly jumps from a branch in the tree on your neck and then tears your ear this way. Look this way, huh? This you might find, and it is embarrassing and saddening at the same time. Why is this so? This is so because just like the camphor who stays for a long, long time in a subtle smell, you know, the gross thing, the may be removed, but it's the subtle smell is still there. Just like we all keep the four rules and regulations and are therefore saved from the worst mistakes of sense gratification. We have all done this for quite some time, I think everyone who's with us. So the gross kampha is removed, but subtly it lingers on since many births and deaths in the heart of every conditioned soul. So how to become free from this? This is explained in this verse. Let me read it again to you so that you can hear. See, Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, he's not a false devotee, but a truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his message. Now, how this works is described in the Bhakti Sandarbha. Messages about Krishna are not different from Krishna. If we hear about Krishna, Krishna enters the heart through the channel of the hearing process, and by Krishna's presence, these stinky material desires become evaporated. We have heard Krishna is like the sun and Maya is like darkness. Wherever there is the sun of Krishna, the darkness of Maya cannot stay. So if we manage to come in contact with Krishna by attentively hearing the message of Krishna consciousness, we will become free by Krishna's help, not by our own help, from these stinky material desires. In the Gita Mahatmya, we find an interesting illustration of this in the life of two damsels from the heavenly planets. These damsels, or ladies, were once sent by Indra to seduce a yogi. This yogi was sitting there and meditating, and these girls came and began to dance next to his eyes, and then lo and behold, the wind came and stole their cloth, which were covering their raised breasts. So the saint, so that was planned, was full intention. The saint was seeing them in their naked beauty, dancing with movements which could bewilder even the demigod Brahma before his eyes. But he was totally fixed in his meditation on Krishna, that he was actually annoyed. How dare you trying to bring me from the path of Krishna consciousness? You two girls, you will take birth as trees. Bust with your beauty, bust with your dancing, become trees. Oh, said the girls, it is foolish girls. He had been sent by Indra. He's the one, not us. Save us. All right, said the yogi. You will be born as trees, but the saint Bharata will sleep on you, and then something will happen which will astonish you. So the saint Bharata was chanting every day the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. When he came to these trees, he felt a little tired, and he put his head on the root of one tree, like sometimes we do on Braj Mandal Parikrama. He sleep on the root of one tree, and he put his lotus feet on the root of the other tree. And just before falling asleep, he again chanted Dehi Nosmin Yada Dehe Ko, you know, the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Then, after he had soundly slipped, he raised up and went on in the trees immediately died. Yes, the girls left the body of the trees and they were born as very nice Brahmana girls in the town of Varanasi. They were always engaged in Krishna conscious activities. So once Bharata Maharaj came through Varanasi, and then these nice girls like Radhika, the same age, you know, were coming to him and said, "Thank you, thank you, thank you." Why is it, Bharata? I don't even know you. Thank you because you slept on top of us. Well, this is a little embarrassing, you know. How did? No. We were once, and they explained how they were fallen, how they were demigoddesses who were coming to earth to seduce this one yogi, how they were cursed and how they were liberated from the curse of being trees just by Bharata, who was full with the sound vibration of the Bhagavad Gita. So this is an illustration which is offered to tell us how even a slight contact with the message of the personality of Godhead can liberate us from our fallen condition. Now, there is one rule, however, dear Parayatris, one has to hear as a truthful devotee, one has to be a real devotee wanting to make Krishna conscious advancement. If one is a kapata means cheater, who's only dressed as a devotee but who wants something else and not Krishna conscious advancement, it won't work so well. And one has to hear with attention. This is the second rule. To hear with attention is sometimes not easy because of the restlessness of the mind and so many things, impressions in the mind, but we have to give as much attention as possible. This is how we can worship the Holy Scripture, by being attentive. Also, in Padma Puran, there is a story which I want to tell you briefly about the two brothers, Gokarna and Dundukari, which tells you how important it is to chant, to hear with attention. It's a long story and it takes about 1.5 hours to tell it totally, but we will finish it in 4 minutes. Let us see. These were two brothers. Dundukari was so sinful that even when he was a little boy, he would go in the houses of the neighbors, take the little babies and throw them into the wells to drown them. He set fire to the houses of neighbors, and once he beat up his mother so that she would give him all the money which he needed to buy alcohol and prostitutes. Dundukari was out to lunch, as you say. The exact opposite was his brother Gokarna, who engaged in devotional service and study of the Bhagavatam. One day, Admadhara, the father of Gokarna and Dundukari, became so frustrated when he heard that Dundukari had again, done something extremely violent and heinous. Admadhara just went in the forest in order to fast himself to death. He couldn't tolerate to have such a son. But Gokarna said, "Father, don't fast yourself up to death. Just read the Bhagavatam and remember Krishna. This is the goal of life, not fasting yourself to death." So Admadhara became, as a result of the instructions, a reader of the Bhagavatam and meditated regularly about Krishna and went home back to Godhead. Now, the mother So Gokana didn't really stay at home. So one day, the mother of the two felt so distressed that in the early morning she left the house and drowned herself in the nearby village well. She was found dead. Dundukari, as a result, lived freely together with five prostitutes, and he stole riches to entertain his paramours. One day the prostitutes thought, this is too much. If the king will find out, then we will also be hanged. So they bound Dundukari on this bedstead and tried to strangle him. But as you know, sinful people can't die an easy death. Dundukari wouldn't die. So the prostitute said that this is too much. We have to kill him somehow. They put burning cinders of wood into his mouth. And in this way, he had a torturous death. Now, as a result, he became a ghost. One day, his brother, Gokana, came to the house again to sleep, but in the night he was attacked by this ghost. It took different forms. It took the form of a she-goat. Then it changed the form and became an elephant and a tiger. And Gokana said, "Who are you, ghost? Tell me who you are." "I'm your brother, Dundukari. I'm forced to be a ghost. Find some way to deliver me." So Gokana said, I have done this already. I have performed shraddha ceremonies in Gaya for you." "Oh, you can do hundreds of shraddha ceremonies," said Dundukari. "And won't you have any use? I am too sinful. Find some means for deliverance." So Gokana didn't know. He asked the sun god Surya Narayan, and he told him, "Well, you should read the whole Bhagavatam to your sinful brother. Then he will be delivered." It was done. Dundukari, who had an airy body — imagine you have an airy body, a body made of air. It means you are like, you know, the smoke of agarbatti, of incense. Wherever the wind goes, that's where you have to go. You can't stay anywhere. You're just floating around. This was his existence. So Dundukari took residence in a rod of bamboo to listen from there so that he wouldn't be drifted away. You know, he listened from there, and Gokana read the whole Bhagavatam. And whenever, after each day, you could hear an explosion in the bamboo, because it had seven knots. Seven, they represent seven material desires, and they all went away by hearing, just by hearing. Just like we hear here, by hearing, Krishna removes the material desires. So it always made pong, 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 one after the other disappeared. And at the end, from the bamboo, a beautiful spiritual form emerged, and the Vishnu Dutas came and took him back home to Godhead. So Gokana said, "Wait a minute, I have a question. Dundukari was not the only one who listened to the Srimad Bhagavatam, but there were so many sitting here who also listened. Why don't they return back to Godhead?" "Ah," said the Vishnu Dutas, "Dundukari was not the only one who listened to the Srimad Bhagavatam, but there were so many sitting here who also listened. Why don't they return back to Godhead?" "Ah," said the Vishnu Dutas, The reason is that Dundukari heard with full attention, but the others spaced out. I mean, they didn't say it like this, but their attention wavered. So this gives us an illustration how very, very important it is to receive Krishna with full attention. If you have a dear guest who comes, will you just throw some apples in his direction and then do your business? No. You will give full attention. You will open the door and say, Dobrodošli, welcome in. You will give him a good seat, a glass of water, some friendly words, and so on. How is your attention when you receive Krishna in the form of the Bhagavatam or in the form of the holy name? If you find out that it goes more into the apple throwing direction, your attention, in other words, is not very fixed, something must be done. When Krishna enters the ear and the messages of the Bhagavatams enter the ear, you have to put full attention. So I want to end and come to the question. Prabhupada himself based his preaching of Krishna consciousness on Bhagavad Katha, on the divine sound vibration of the holy name and the divine sound vibration of the Srimad Bhagavatam. He said, so I have a quote here, in the beginning of Krishna consciousness, he sent out these Sankirtan parties. Maybe Kala Samvara will remember, we did not just do straight book distribution, but we had one party always chanting to purify the atmosphere in the street so that, in the heads of the people, so that people would take our literature. So there was always Sankirtan parties on the streets, in Melbourne, Australia, London, and so on and so forth. And Prabhupada said, the people may understand or not, but we are forcing them to become pious just by hearing the holy name. See, the sanskrit word for this piety is called Sukriti. You cannot Yesham Tvatha, what is the sloka? Yesham Tvantagatang Papam Yananam Punyakaramanam Te Dvandva Mohanir Mukta Vajante Mantritavrataha. It says, only those who have acted piously in this life and another life, they, and who are free from the delusions, they can engage with fixed determination in the devotional service of the Lord. People are so sinful today, that's why they can't join this wonderful movement. But if we create Sukriti, or some spiritual piety is meant, by letting them hear the holy name, they come and join. This is a trick. You just gel in someone's ear, Hare Krishna. I mean, you have to do it a little bit according to social customs, maybe, but this one's hearing, some benefit is there. Some, deposit on his spiritual bank account, which is everlastingly there, is created. So, Prabhupada was so enthusiastic about this process that he didn't even mind that we were sometimes put into jail. I remember in London we would chant the holy names and then the bobbies would come, this is the police, and say, where is your permanent? We said, it's in the hands of Lord Chaitanya, and they said, you have to come. come to jail now, and they took us in a car to the jail, and we stayed a little in the jail, and then went out again, and next day the history repeated itself. So I remember this very distinctly, running away from the bobbies, and the bobbies ran after us, and we wrote to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, how can this go on? I mean, this is a... Prabhupada wrote that, you go in jail and chant there. This Prabhupada had full faith, in other words, just by distributing this Sukriti, this message of the holy name, the hearts of the sinful populations would be purified from material desires, and in this way they would also appreciate this movement and partake in it. And there has been great success so far. I mean, all of you are living proofs for some people, for someone who have developed this Sukriti. On our concerts in Western Europe, in Northern Europe, the people, you know, just chant up to 1.5 hours and sweat and dance in abundance. You know, so many devotees have come from these concerts. You imagine, unimaginable, because they get the Sukriti. Prabhupada was once asked, Prabhupada, how did we come to Krishna consciousness? It says in the Gita that those who have acted piously in the past, they can come to devotional service, but we can't remember pious activities in the past. And Prabhupada said, I have created your good fortune, your Sukriti. Means, he has spoken about Krishna, has chanted the holy name, and it entered our ears, and from there it formed the basis to advance further in Krishna consciousness. So Hare Krishna, this is today's verse. Thank you very much for again coming in such good numbers. I hope that you have taken something out of this lecture, just to make it easy for exhausted Padayatris. I want to summarize it again. Today we were saying that it is very difficult to become free from the material desires in the heart, and we gave the example of the camphor box. It is, however, possible to become free if Krishna himself appears in the heart, and he does so because messages about him and the holy name are non-different from him. So if one hears, Krishna comes in the heart and rids one of material attachments. This is called Sukriti. Piety is created, or spiritual benefit, we could also say, is created, and this helps one to enter the process of devotional service. Now, we were saying the only condition for this is that you hear with attention, and we gave the example of this unfortunate, or fortunate, we could say, Dundukari, who had a mission. He came there to hear the Bhagavatam, not because he just didn't have anything else to do, or you know, he came because he wanted to be delivered from his ghost body. So if you bring an intention, a serious, truthful intention to listening to the Bhagavatam, then it will work. Srila Satsvarup Maharaj always encourages the readers of his wonderful books to read in a prayerful mood. Let me read and get something out of it. not just move some brain cells, but get some enlightenment from this, then it works. So, Hare Krishna, I want to end here. Do you have any questions regarding some of the points which we discussed today? Or would you like further elaboration on one of these points? Yes, Parashuram Prabhu.
This past time, Gokarna.
Yeah, Gokarna, yes.
Is this in Kamyavan? Are there some past time?
Yes, it took place in Mathura, and you might have visited on your Mathura parikrama, that temple where Gokarna is there. Gokarna means he who has the ears of the cow. There is a reason why he had this ears, and it is because he was actually born from a cow who ate a fruit, a yagic fruit, given by one sannyasi to Atmadara. See, Atmadara was totally childless, and he went to the forest and met a sannyasi who gave him this fruit and said, give it to your wife afterwards with this child pill. She will get a child. So Atmadara gave that to the wife, but the wife said, I don't want to carry a child. I mean, but what if thief comes and I'm pregnant? Then I can't run fast enough to escape from the thieves and all this heavy, you know, so on. I don't want to do this. And she gave that fruit to a cow, and the cow gave birth to the Gokarna. And the other Dundukari was actually not from Atmadara. It was an secretly adopted child. Anyways, as I said, the story takes 1.5 hours if you want to hear it in all detail. Difficult.
It's in some book?
It's in some book, yes. You can read it in that nice book of Satya Narayan Prabhu, The Glories of the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's reddish and available at the Krishna Balaram Mandir. It's a translation from Padma Purana. It's very interesting. I will repeat this question. It is in the German language. So,
es geht ganz tief in meines Herz und meine Frage, wie kann es dort bleiben?
When I hear with attention, I have the feeling that it goes very deep into my heart. Now, how can it go stay in the heart? That's a good question. How can the holy name stay in the heart? How can the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam stay in the heart? Well, the answer is, you have to clean your heart by the gradual process of hearing more and more and more. Then something will stick. I want to give you an example from Padayatra. When was our first parikrama, Rajmanda Parikrama, Bhadra Prabhu? Do you remember? 87. Many devotees suffered at that time from diarrhea, and we didn't have such a wonderful doctor like Hari Bhakti Prabhu. So, Hare Krishna. So, diarrhea is such a disease, whatever you take in, within, if you really get it, after half an hour you are on the field and it is out again. This is something like us. We have hearing diarrhea. It goes in, it stays maybe for half an hour after the lecture, or if we even hear the holy, but after, anyways, it's a little embarrassing, you know, it's out again after some time. So how So what do you do in this? Now there is an amazing way to treat this diarrhea, and sorry for being so medicinal this evening, but it is such a good example which I heard once from a devotee and I want to repeat it. So when you have diarrhea for a long time, you are like a hopeless case. You can die from it. It's called blood dysentery. It really kills you, and you become emaciated more and more, because you can't hold any food nor drink. It is a terrible death. So the worst thing to take in the diarrhea case is anything prepared with ghee. It somehow accelerates the going through process. But if you really have a serious case with diarrhea, you should take ghee. And the logic is like this. By taking ghee, the walls of your stomach and intestines, which have become coarse, become oiled again, and then after taking this, you can, you know, they become smeared and they become restored back to their normal function or normal condition, and then you can take further medicine so that finally it stays within you. So there is a little rub-off effect, in other words, by the ghee. It is something sticks to the inside of your intestines. So this is also how you must hear. Even if you feel it goes out of your heart after some time, or after quick time, if you continue hearing, that something will stick. You continue day after day patiently working on your rounds, which you chant with attention, and day after day reading in the Bhagavatam, even if sometimes you open the book and then you read about the manus and change of manus and white incarnation and black at once, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says in detail, this is sometimes so and sometimes so, and you get bored to death because you cannot hold it, you know, you cannot get an angle to it which makes it, just go on doing it and there will be a rub-off effect, an Abreibe effect. And then something will stick. By repeated doses of hearing, something will stick of the transcendental messages. Srila Prabhupada, I mean, we can't really use him as an... I mean, he is totally in a different category, yet his activities are exemplary. And when he was in Germany, I somehow climbed on this balcony from where I could look into his sleeping room, where he rested after, where he took his mid-afternoon rest. So I looked through the window. I'm a little bold by nature. I just to see how he sleeps. It's an interesting question which I wanted to see. So Prabhupada slept, but at the same time he chanted the holy names. You could hear Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It was not ending. Even in 1967, the Prabhupada had a heart attack. Doctors gave him medicinal help and put him under anesthesia. Do you know what this is? Your consciousness goes out. And this is a way we really very charming for our Hari Bhakti Prabhu. And after the anesthesia, they phoned the temple and said, when is this old man ever going to stop murmuring this words? In other words, even in full anesthesia, Prabhupada kept on chanting the holy names of the Lord. This is, of course, the topmost example of an Uttama Vaishnav who's so immersed in the chanting of the holy name and the message of the that it becomes second nature, if you so want. It cannot be separated from him, just like his life breath cannot be separated from him. So this is an example. Well, I couldn't really say this is an example of a rub-off effect, because Prabhupada is an eternally perfected soul, not someone who goes through sadhana or hopes to achieve something through sadhana. But still, this will be the result. It will rub off so much Hari Priya that one day you will always chant, always have Krishna in the heart and no one else. So, yes, Bhakti Devi.
What are the seven knots you mentioned?
What are the seven knots you mentioned? One is lust, one is greed, anger, madness, enviousness, attachment, and something else which is not here. What? Illusion. Yes, illusion. These are seven knots in your heart. Anyone else? Hari Bhakti Prabhu? Is it wrong? Is the attachment to Srimati Radharani wrong? No? You stay in Varshana because of that. You just stay there? Oh, yes. With the permission of your spiritual master, Bhakti Swarup Damodara Maharaj. Oh, I would like to visit you. When we are in Varshana, we can look at your dwelling. Okay, Hari Bhakti Prabhu's question is it wrong to be solely attached to Srimati Radharani because he heard that worshipping Radha alone is what? Maya is worshipping Maya, and worshipping Krishna alone is? The result is impersonalism. This is a very wild speculation which you have heard. Yeah, there are wild speculations around. Well, Srila Prabhupada actually says it is difficult to attain Krishna because he is the personality of Godhead, supreme personality of Godhead, but Srimati Radharani is his compassionate nature. She's compassion, so to say. And we approach, therefore, Krishna through Srimati Radharani. Therefore, we say Radha Krishna. First Radha, then Krishna. But we should not forget that Srimati Radharani is a worshipper of Krishna. fortunate to stay in Vashana if your spiritual master has permitted this. Good, so speaking of Vashana, tomorrow we will go there. This we all will hear in detail from Bhatra Prabhu, how and when and so on. I just wanted to make a little bang on my gong yesterday in order to trick you that you would all come for this evening's class. I said this evening's class is a real important one, but the one tomorrow you can drop. Now, I must tell you, I feel a little guilty. Actually, I didn't trick you all together. I thought I would do two verses just like yesterday, but it didn't go as fast as I intended. So tomorrow actually comes the real important verse. I'm not tricking now. Please believe me. Tomorrow we will hear actually how we can come from the platform of unsteady devotional service or anishta bhakti to nashta prayeshu abhadreshu, to nishta or steady devotional service. And I think you will agree with me that this is something we have to be very concerned with, that we not just here on Braj Mandu Parikrama enjoy are in a decent form of Krishna consciousness, and then when we are in the West we again return to helpless role models. No, it is important that we remain steady, and this is told tomorrow. So I really want to say it's free from all falsity. Tomorrow is a real important one, and you can drop all the others if you have to wash and do other very important things. But please do come tomorrow, and I promise I won't say at the end of tomorrow's lecture that the next is the real one. It's really the one tomorrow. Srila Prabhupada.